88.9 Shine FM, every Wednesday, Parenting Moments with Kimberly Eckert, founder and psychologist at Eckert Psychology and Education Center. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Mike.
We're halfway through the month here. The year just doesn't stop.
That's right. We are looking at 10 ways to make your time matter, based on the wonderful book by Oliver Berkman, 4,000 Weeks, which is what most of us are given by God on this earth. And it's time management for mortals. And here's tip number 5, consolidate your caring. This one is terrific. So first of all, social media is a giant machine for getting you to spend your time caring about sometimes the wrong things.
Yep.
And too many of them at once. We're exposed to an unending stream of atrocities and injustices, each of which might have a legitimate claim on your time and on your charitable donations, but add up to something no human could ever effectively address comprehensively. Once we accept this and truly grasp this fact fully, it's good to consciously pick your battles in charity, activism, and politics, and devote your spare time only to those specific causes. Focus your capacity for care so you don't burn out.
That's a good one.
And I know my mom's listening to this right now, Mike, because she's my number one fan. But her and I did this together. I helped her make a list of 10. And every year, those are the charities that she really focuses in on. Yeah, and it's been really helpful because my mom has the biggest heart of any human on the planet. And so many causes stir her heart, but she really did enter into prayer and asking God, what are the main charities she should focus on? So
that's cool.
I really think it's a good tip. Yeah, yes.
I like
and
that.
Number 6, embrace the boring, and single-purpose technology can be your friend. So because digital distractions allow us to escape to a realm where painful human limitations don't seem to apply, scrolling idly around online, you need never feel bored or constrained in your freedom of action, which isn't the case when it comes down to work that matters. So how you can combat this is by making your devices boring. So, for example, you could have a work device where you remove all the social media apps. And if you even dare, you could remove email.
Mm-hmm.
It also is helpful to choose devices that only have one purpose. So, for example, I use a Kindle reader, and that allows me to really just read just do my devotions because nothing else is going to bing or ting or draw me away from the activity I'm engaged in.
That's a good tip. And yes, I remember I deleted a few things off my phone, and it was just freeing. I like that.
Yes.
Really good stuff. Well, we got some more tips to get to 7 to 10. We'll do that next week. First up, share a little bit about the Eckert Center.
Yeah, so we are a North and South clinic here in Calgary. We provide both in-person and online services. We have a wonderful partnership with a registered dietitian group out of Edmonton called Revive Wellness, and our clients can work with them via video. And we have added a male counselor to our team, and his name is Lane Dewar. So I really encourage you to get on our website at eckertcenter.com, have a look at all the services that we're providing, and use your time, those 4,000 weeks you have on Earth, to finish the things that really matter.
Good point. Eckertcenter.com to find out more there. Maybe book an appointment. Kimberly, blessing somebody this week with a free consultation visit. Who's that going to?
It's going to be a keener. It's number one today, Mike.
Quick on the draw, 403-276-8888. Give me a call right now. And Kimberly, have a wonderful day, and we'll chat again next Wednesday.
I look forward to it, Mike.